Gang, the Middle Class Famous Tour is about to be in full effect. Woo! Come out and see us. It's a great way to introduce some new people to the show. So grab the homies, grab the ladies, the birds, the bozos, everybody, and come see us.
Yeah, guys, we're going to be in Hartford, Albany, Syracuse, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, we ain't done yet, Detroit, Denver, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Chicago, then over there to Roseman.
And that's just the first leg of the tour.
Gonna be coming, so get the techies. We'll see you there.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little show. We sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they're yours to be classy or just a big old piece of trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. Good news, starts a brand new job Monday.
Okay.
Yep, going to be muling for a little while. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage? He's an international businessman. Let me tell you something, gang. The next time you're reaching for a best pal, do yourself a favor. Make it a kippy, because it comes with a bunch of zeros. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan.
Really hamming me up at the end of the fucking month, huh? I know how you all want that Patreon process.
That YouTube money's about to hit. What do you mean? I got my room cleaned and all my chores done.
What's up, gang? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
Cooking, baby. And then, obviously, Patreon.com, the greatest website of all time. It's going to go down in history, believe it or not. You can sign up, you get bonus content, AYG, hard feelings, live streams, the whole nine yards. Check it the fuck out.
And how about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the magic man, makes us all look good. We love him. You love him. T-Bone McMuffin, Toby McMullen.
What's up, dudes?
Everybody.
Hey, T-Bone.
I'm excited. We got the hottest guy in school. I hope he has one.
He is dreaming.
Oh, man. Getting a ride home from this kid. Woo! Yeah.
But he drives a T-top for sure, this fucking kid.
Your mom's hanging out the front window in a low top? No shit. Gang, we could not be more excited to have our incredibly special guest, and I mean incredibly special guest, back with us again today. Family episode. We got a little company in the building. He's the host of the Boys Cast podcast. You know him. You love him. Give it up for Mr. Ryan Long, everybody.
Boys in the place. Also, I have been recently telling people I'm going by Kevin James Ryan.
Oh, is that your name now?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
As long as I get some of those YouTube checks, I don't mind being
Ryan Kevin James. That's what I'm going with.
Why, is your middle name Kevin?
Yeah, it is now. Six things up.
This guy's stealing my identity.
Yeah, no.
Turn into a sociopath real quick.
Yeah.
I've been chatting with the high school kids. No, that whole high school
Don't use my name to chat with the high school kids.
That whole high school thing was accurate. It was just recently.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't catch him the first round. I go back now. I go, did you guys see my YouTube videos?
Standing there with a boom mic or something.
You got a football underneath your shoulder. Oh, good stuff. Buddy, how are you, man?
Boys are in the building. Yeah, we're having... I was going to tell you guys that we had a garbage controversy on our podcast last week.
Lay it on us.
So Danny Polishuk was going off about how he thinks that after you finish with condoms, you flush them down the toilet.
Which I thought for a while is what you did as well.
If you're a hitman. Jesus Christ. You flush them down.
Yeah, they jam up the plumbing, I've heard.
This is what he said. He was... And he's like... Saying he's flushing them. I mean, his are smaller, but he's been...
I don't know. It could be a close call.
Barely a mouthful. No, he's been flushing his whole life, and he's had clogged toilets, and we found out this why, and everyone in the comments was like, this is fucking bullshit. And then someone told us that there was this one guy he was a plumber, and this guy's toilet was so clogged, and then they unclogged it with all these condoms, and he's like, well, I don't use condoms with my wife.
God damn.
That's how the guy found out that his wife...
Yeah, well, you wouldn't use condoms with your wife.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
if you're that plumber, do you still charge the guy? What do you do?
Well,
hey, buddy, this one's on the house.
You want to stay with me for a couple of weeks?
Ask the guy that she was fucking, Daniel Polishuk, co-host of the Boys Cast.
Flushing him.
Hold on. High school, you're in a pinch, if you're at your high school girlfriend or college girlfriend's parents' house, yeah, you don't want to leave that evidence around just out of respect. You don't want to throw it in the old man's face. It's like, yeah, well, you guys were out Christmas shopping. I was home on the couch doing shit to your daughter, you know?
No, I said you wrap it in a piece of toilet paper and take it because that's because you can't trust the girl.
Take it. No, take it.
I've 100% done that, yeah. Well, because...
What are you, Dexter?
I've taken them as well. I mean,
you've taken them? What?
You know, well, that's after when you...
Well, yeah.
And then she goes, what? Where is it? And then you pull it out of the girl's ear. It's a fun...
Got your nose.
It's a fun bit for the next time you see her.
Yeah. I've done everything with them. I've thrown them off a bridge, whatever you need. I treat it like a fucking, like a gun without the serial number.
Put one on concrete and threw it in a river?
Yeah, you got, I mean, yeah, trash can if that's applicable.
I thought you wrap it up in a lot of toilet paper and just put it in the trash can.
The trash can's fine,
if you're an adult.
Of course,
if you're an adult.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, on the tours and stuff like that, you can't always trust the...
What?
I mean, that's why Drake was...
Yeah, Drake
didn't
puts
hear
hot
the thing?
Sauce.
He puts hot... So Drake puts hot sauce on the condoms to kill the sperms.
Uh-huh.
And then if the girl tries to... First of all, it kills the sperms, but then also it's a little extra punishment for her if she tries to get it up there.
Oh, that's that why does that, it?
It happens. This is like not a made-up thing.
It happened a lot of, especially in the past.
Basketball players?
Basketball players.
That's not happening to KJ in Raleigh on a Tuesday, all right?
Oh, they see those
I'm married, by the way. What are we talking about?
They see those Patreon numbers
go under the bus. I love you, babe.
Yeah, and
don't forget, she paid for this fucking
I wasn't thinking like that. We're not on a fucking warp tour.
This is hypothetical.
Yeah
totally. T-Bone, zoom in. Totally hypothetical.
It really is,
well,
though.
This isn't the clip.
I'm just blown away. Listen, I'll give it to the kid, but the arrogance of you're taking it.
Oh, it is.
That's crazy.
Arrogant.
I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it because I think she's going to use it. I'm taking it to go home and plant a tree.
This would have been 7 years ago, too.
Also, I jerked off.
She wants half of your Chevy Lumina.
Also, I jerked off in it.
Do you guys tie?
I don't tie it off.
No, that's crazy.
Well, no, I obviously tie
mean?
It off because, you know, it's
dude, who
big,
are you guys?
But...
Seriously. What? Do we tie what?
Do we tie?
What's going on?
I don't tie.
Is this a setup? Tie what, man? What? You tie the condom off before you throw it out?
You know what? A real G move is you leave it on. You go.
I go to the bank, do whatever. You know, I run my errands with it.
You start getting soft, you put an elastic around, you go, no.
Throw a rubber band on there.
I see you.
Oh, man, a soft PP and a condom and a used condom, that's a tough look.
Yeah.
Yikes. I go from Saturday night to Sunday morning real quick.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not a party down there. What, you've had to flush one before?
I said... If you're,
it shouldn't be operation.
The plumber community was having a field. They were not happy.
Man. Yeah. No. Yeah. It'll clog you up. Get stuck in a pee trap. Shout out to the plumbers local.
But here's the thing, as a you know,
he hoofs it. Well, that's why you tie it up. You know, you don't want that stuff getting loose.
I throw it over the telephone wire.
You go
like a pair of sneaks.
That's you at the airport getting busted, and they go, "What's in your ass? Is this drugs?" You go, "I can explain it. There's gold diggers out there, sir.
They're trying to trap me, officer.
I have a podcast.
Have you ever heard of Patreon? We do pretty well over there. I don't want one of these whores coming after me."
Anyway, how's it going?
Now, you gentlemen will excuse me.
I need some more rubbers.
I got to be in St. Myers, Florida in 2 hours. Hold on. As a discretionary measure in certain situations coming up, yes. As an adult, living a single life, you know, doing your own thing, flushing it is crazy.
Sure, yeah.
Either one of you bozos taking it to go... Like a fucking doggy bag is crazy.
That was
and
like,
fucking Circus Jim over here.
Well, we collect
tying
them,
up is nuts.
Tying them up is pretty bonkos, dude.
You pin it to your wall and write the girl's name over top of it.
Give it to the bearded lady or something.
You put that over the beer funnel.
Like they're batting gloves.
It's the world's grossest water balloon. Yeah,
that goes on the fucking Bud Light mantle.
Oh, no, yeah.
Tie it up.
I've taken it... I'm assuming I have in the...
First of all, how much length you got in that thing that you can make a full knot? I get like halfway through that thing.
Oh, I can make a giraffe, dog. What are you talking about?
I can barely, Toby's double knotting it.
I can barely make an earthworm. There's supposed to be extra room at the end, right? I mean,
that's for Jesus.
Going. What the fuck?
Leave room for Jesus in the condom, right? That's what that means.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. I mean, I wasn't like, I think.
He's stressed out about this now.
I'm
almost
trying to remember. I feel like I for sure have taken. I just can't recall.
You might have a kid out there. You're just realizing. Someone else getting cut into this Patreon all of a sudden.
T-Bone, cut this. Yeah, no. I'm sure I've taken it at some point to dispose because, like, I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't want to flush it down the toilet. I don't want to, you know, I don't know. Maybe there wasn't a trash can or something.
It just feels like very stealth. You go in and out without a trace, man. You
yeah, know? It's really weird. It
like,
is.
It's like Biggie Smalls, you know?
Yeah, you got to go to, like,
can't trace the semen.
Throwing it in a dumpster behind an Arby's or something.
But just any remote chance, something happens to you. What was in his pockets? They go through your pocket.
Yeah, used condom.
I mean, that's...
That's from 2 weeks ago,
sir. That's a tough look.
That's
yeah.
Conspiracy theory. If he had 4 used condoms on.
It was a long night. Yeah, that's...
Kept one in his hat. How do we start talking about this?
He's the Danny Polish.
I saw you guys. I saw the tweet about it or whatever.
Oh, the flushing of the condoms. Yeah.
You had to do a public apology, but I feel like it was the garbage move, so that's why I was...
It is like trashy, for bringing sure. Up here. You shouldn't be doing it.
I will say this, though. I know this is going to sound bad environmentally, but when it comes to stuff like that, I'm not worried about that. Like, you know, they say, like, don't flush the wipes, the butt wipes, because they do this, or, you know, don't put bacon grease
down. No, that
down
one's
the thing.
True. The only
no, I know they're true. Like, I say
no,
fuck
no, no,
all
no.
That
I'm not
stuff.
Saying they're not true. I go, you know, they go, don't wipe with fucking paper towels or whatever. And yeah. You go, okay, well, I'm doing
best.
That. I say the, you know, you meet in the middle where you go, I'll tell you what, I'll rip it in two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You gotta do it.
It gives you more grip. It's all right.
That's how you're meeting in the middle.
Yeah.
That one can come back to haunt you, though. That really, there's a instant gratification with that where that, like, affects, like, two flushes of that. And your toilet could be clogged up.
You could
up
be
in a
jammed up, yeah.
You don't
yeah.
Want to do that at someone else's house. You end up like Ben Stiller. Nine movies back to back, you have toilet issues.
Oh, God, I shit again. Have you ever clogged a public or like somebody else's toilet?
I had a pretty fucking good one, too. I was at my buddy's step-parents' house.
Ooh.
And his stepsister comes running out. The fucking toilet's dripping everywhere. There's shit everywhere.
Oh.
And I was there like.
Did everybody know that you were?
Everybody knew it was me. And it was very like.
Well, hold on.
The dad kind of being like, all right, it's not your fault.
I would have ran away, dude. I would have ran out the front door.
Hold on. Watch that mic, too, because they're not that strong. You got to lean into it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you paint me this picture. Did you not flush? Or did you flush?
Too much toilet paper.
That's how it always
hold
gets
on.
You,
did
man.
You did you clog it and walk away like nothing
big
happened?
Clog. No.
Did you make an attempt to clean it
up? I think I've, in this specific scenario, I think I've flushed.
Uh-huh.
And it.
You thought everything was cool.
I didn't know it was an issue.
That's not really his responsibility.
And then next thing you know, there's a, you know, 14-year-old stepsister running out like.
Her pants are wet.
She's singing a different
she's
tune.
She's soaked, yeah.
Oh, man. The fact that it's a kid makes it way worse for
it was,
you.
It was a rough, like, I was the.
If it was like an uncle, they would have been like, yeah, I think the kid.
If it was anyone else other than me, because if anyone else, they could just yell at them. With me, it was a very awkward scenario.
Sure.
But I've had a few of those where.
But I don't know. My first defense to the dad would have been, yo, when I left, it all flushed. So I don't know what the kid's talking about.
You got fucking shoddy plumbing in here.
Yeah.
But it's also like,
I thought,
if I was me now, I would have those kind of cojones to be like, I didn't fucking clog shit, bitch. Like, you clogged. You know what I mean? Yeah. At the time,
I was combing my hair, you little bitch.
I was caught off guard at the time. I go, what? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And plus, I thought that you did your business. You flushed it. It was clogged. And
you thought I made
you
a
just
break
dipped
for
out.
It.
Yeah,
that's
well,
if I made
different.
That break for it, I probably would have went home, never came back. You never see the person again.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, you got to cut all ties.
Ask for a plunger. It's
me and my body. I had one where me and my body were with two girls at the girl's house, and the girl took a shit, clogged the place pretty bad.
How?
And we were fucking. Oh. Basically, just like I can't remember. She had some nickname forever. That's basically all that came of
Debbie
it.
Debbie the Deuce.
The shit water hits the floor. You got real problems.
We went up. There was
kills
like
the vibe. I guess
it was like 12 guys and 12 girls. We were like in college. I think we all went up. We rented a house in the Poconos, and my one boy Vinny with the skinny. It was always like you had to dip off because there was only like one or two bathrooms. We were up there for like 3 days, fucking drinking, partying for 3-4 days. So at some point, you know, it's everybody's getting hemmed up, and my one buddy clogged the toilet twice in the weekend, and like it was so clearly him because he would disappear for like an hour and a half. I was like, "Where's Vinny?"
Like a dog who shit on the rug.
Yeah, and then like
he's hiding behind the cooler.
Cuts to him; he's in the corner and stuff. Yeah.
Once you're in someone else's bathroom working the plunger, you're fucking.
It's like cutting a body in half. How did I get here?
But let me tell you something.
Bad rom-com.
Having the plunger really solves 90% of the problems. It's usually never that clogged. Thank God there is plungers. You know how many times I've done that in a social situation?
Yeah.
When I'm like, this is going to be so embarrassing. And I'm looking around the fucking bathroom.
Well, it's also like.
Then you find the plunger in the back of the thing wrapped in a fucking ShopRite bag. Oh, thank God.
It's always
God.
Wrapped in a plastic
start
bag,
fucking
yeah.
working.
But it's always
dude,
like.
I'm like fucking Clooney on ER. Like, come on, goddammit.
Not tonight.
No.
Not on my watch.
Live, goddammit. Live. Dude, I'm going ham.
Stay
with me. I just want to get out of there.
Hitting him with adrenaline.
Narc him again.
Yeah, that's tough. But it's always like, you know, it only really matters on away games, right? If you're at someone's house or if you clog your own toilet.
You move, yeah.
At story. Home, I'll leave it there
but
for the weekend.
But that's what I'm saying. How
are
you
kidding
not,
me?
Like, how are you not taking precautions? Like, how are you not courtesy flushing? How are you not being like, all right, don't use too much toilet paper? Like,
you courtesy
let me get
flush,
ahead of
you don't
this.
Get to see it.
Oh, you're right. You're a little weird. These Canucks kidding. Are a little bonkers. I like to take a look at it, you know.
I didn't buy a ticket not to see the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to get the photo for the album.
Send it to the trainer.
Oh, God.
It's good stuff. Oh, man. So you made a formal apology. Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
To the community.
It's good.
To the plumbers. To
but
the
never apologize to a plumber.
He's trying to be a better
A
shitter.
Plumber wants you to be stupid. They want you to mess up. They want to come in
That's
and find.
That's how I get paid.
They want to come in and find a shoebox full of condoms, fucking stuffed.
No,
in the
they
sink.
Gotta act indignant the same way that like a guy that wants to fuck a girl and her boyfriend's being an asshole. He goes, "Oh, that's so crappy."
Yeah,
but really, you go cha-ching.
Who was it? It was.
It's the third house she's done it to. She always calls that plumber.
It was Kate from Barstool who
she
lived
fucking
in a house.
Dropped one?
No, she lived in a house for 4 years and put all the condoms. Behind, like, just dropped them between her bed and the wall after they were done.
Oh, yeah.
And then her dad came to help her move her out. Stop. And, like, pulled the bed back. And there was just, like, 4 years of her, you know, being promiscuous. And he's like, she's like, he didn't say a word. And then we were in the car after, like, 3 hours on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And he just started crying. Yeah. She's like, it was like, I've never felt so bad for her.
She could have just been, it was one guy.
She said she was living a little rowdy at the time that it was, you know, clearly not one guy or something. She was losing a lot at the
tossing
time.
Tossing him behind the bed is nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For an extended period of time, yes, of course.
what's an extended period of time?
I look at it the way everybody does. On Sunday night, you make sure that you clean up all evidence of anything you did fucked up that weekend.
So you're saying
that's an extended.
In the heat of the moment, you throw it off.
Yeah, you throw it behind there.
You got it the next day.
Yeah. Or you put it in a Ziploc bag and
take it home and
stuff
bury
it in a cigar.
Pop it in the freezer and then you shatter it.
Who wants popsicles?
Couple of psychos. Kippy, let's talk about Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens. I'm not just a pusher. I'm also a user,
yeah.
baby.
AG1.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I really, listen, coffee was giving me anxiety,
mm-hmm.
okay? I have this in the morning on an empty stomach. I have it while I work out instead of a water. I'm telling you, it does more than the water.
Yeah.
It gets you going.
It's like a high-power multivitamin. It's got everything you need in
there. It's fantastic. Plus the gut health, which I really wanted.
That's why the founder started. He was having issues. Yeah, and then he got into that. It's fantastic, guys. It costs less than $3 a day. And if you're investing in your health, it's cheaper than a cup of cold brew. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews recommended by professional athletes, scientists, the whole nine yards. It's lifestyle-friendly, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. They got you covered. no GMOs, no chemicals. It's all natural, baby.
Yeah, I'm telling you, try it for a month while you're working out. I guarantee you want to do it for another month.
Yes.
It's good stuff.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/garbage. Again, one more time, that's athleticgreens.com/garbage to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it.
Yeah. Kip, let's talk about Bombas.
Bombas.
Bombas, baby. Let me tell you something about Bombas, gang.
Yeah.
Their mission, real simple. Make the most comfortable ever clothes ever, then match every item sold and donate it.
Yes.
So you're literally, when you buy Bombas, you're helping someone else out.
Yes, you're giving to someone in need. Yes. There's good peeps over there at Bombas.
Man, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. They design their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make feels soft, seamless, tagless, has a luxurious, cozy feel.
Love
and I'm
that.
Big into luxurious stuff.
Big into the cozy on my
Yeah,
own.
So... there's a pair of Bombas socks for everything you do. They come in a ton of options. Comfy performance styles for every sport activity that keeps you moving. The Bombas t-shirts are made with thoughtful design features like invisible seams, soft fabrics, the perfect weight so they just hang. They hang just right. Go to Bombas.com/garbage to get 20% off your first purchase. That's Bombas, Bombas.com/garbage for 20% off. Bombas.com/garbage. Do it. Now back to the show.
Back to the show. All right, let's get into some questions. Ryan, thank you so much for coming in and sitting down with us. Gang, as you know, when you sign up for the old Patreon there, get a question read on the air with the boys.
Yeah. this one is from somebody who wants to remain nameless.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. That's it's not even awesome. That steamy. Is it garbage to consider yourself a D1 college athlete if you were the mascot? I would say for sure.
Is it garbage or like sleazy?
It's I guess it depends on how you're claiming it. If you're at a bar being like, yeah,
by the way,
I don't say D1.
I don't say sleazy in like a derogatory way.
Yeah.
Let me
As
be
like,
clear
welcome
on
to
that.
The party. You know
yeah.
Let's but, take our condoms with us.
I mean, you're obviously, who are you saying that to like impress a group of guys? It's obviously you're trying to impress a chick.
Yeah, I don't think you're trying to impress another group of like football players. Like, yeah. I know. I know the struggle, buddy. I was the lion. You know what I mean? Did you ever try to jump through a flaming hoop?
Talking to Gronkowski at a bar.
Yeah, I guess you'd be using it, you know.
To pick up
to
a chick.
To try to pick up a chick at a bar of like, yeah. Or maybe you claim to it to the glory days.
Yeah, just as a life flex. I say, however you want to feel about it, they are Division I athletes. They get scholarships. They're fucking highly paid at a professional level.
The mascots?
At those big schools, they're
fucking
huge.
Yeah, they make good money. And
they like work their way up the mascot circuit?
They do.
Fuck
yeah. They start out
at
open
scholarships
mics.
For
Come
that.
Come on.
Yeah, no, you have to. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Scholarship?
If you're a high school kid.
They're like gymnasts.
I don't know if this is the way it is now.
But stop.
If you were a high school kid in the 90s and nobody thought of this, kid I went to high school with became the fucking mascot for us. Then went on to fucking college and was the mascot there. Ended up fucking working for the Houston Rockets.
No way.
He was the Rocket. Can you believe it?
For like 20 years. Something like that. Killed it. There's
That's
a whole
crazy.
Team behind that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, there's only like, you know, what is there? Roughly 30 professional jobs.
I know, I'm saying. That's
so
why I
like,
said if you would have thought.
There's like 100 of those positions.
I thought they threw like a concession guy in a fucking costume.
Jimmy, you're up. Get the hat, will you?
Randy's back is acting up.
Yeah, I didn't know. It was
Get
such
the
a...
fanatic
no,
suit on.
No, yeah, that's like, they make
that's
a
big
lot of
business.
Money. Yeah. People, can you pull up a salary on mascots?
From memory, I remember that Benny the Bull makes around $250K.
Stop it.
$250.
I thought that was a different bull every day. Like, I didn't know.
Does it make a wish, kid?
They shot the old one.
Yeah.
Well, they do corporate gigs, and they get paid out the ass.
Are they doing good at the corporate gigs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know somebody who...
If you're having a corporate gig, and you don't got the San Diego chicken, you're fucking losing.
Corporate gigs are so weird for those. Like, because what do you really do? You just sort of bop around. Like, I know a guy who was a magician. He'd do corporate gigs, and they'd hire him to do... hand magic.
Uh-huh.
So you kind of just walk up to people that weren't interested and be like, oh, pick a card. And everyone's like, get
it's
this
It's like,
guy
hey, I'm trying to seal the deal over here, bozo.
Which is so strange is by the people that run companies that like, why would you want to do this thing that makes it awkward for everybody?
They think people will like, I think someone gets put in charge of the committee and they're like, I don't know, what do you got? Okay, get a fucking magician. Let's just get this thing over with.
They think it would be good. It's the same as like Comet. Have you ever done corporates?
Of course.
Have any of them gone well? You're not really a corporate cup of tea.
Less have gone well.
Unless it's like a tattoo shop.
I went
or something.
With a buddy who's No, I've done a fair amount.
He
you know what the problem
dog,
is?
The bounty hunter.
Yeah,
whole family loved him.
The corporates, they go fine if it's only like 10, 15. When it starts pushing 35, 40 clean,
yeah,
they
check out. Yeah.
And you don't have it really,
the clean material.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Peanuts are weird.
My body, he was, so this guy, JJ, who we tour with, he's like the raunchiest dude. And he was doing some, he was bombing. So it's, you know, you get to that thing where you go, fuck, I'm bombing. Like, if I could do better if I start doing my dirty shit,
sure.
But I will be in fucking trouble.
Sure.
And he decided, fuck it. I'd rather lose this than bomb because this is very, very painful.
Which is I gotta support the decision. It's an admirable choice. I've done
it. It's like whatever they're gonna say to me after is not as bad as what's happening right now.
Yes. I need a fucking lifeline. Let me say fuck.
Yeah. So he starts doing this joke about how some girl has a clit like a fucking baseball bat.
Oh my
and
God.
Then the guy who's running it just looks at me because I run him fucking open for him. He just looks at me, he goes, get him off! Get him on stage! And then, apparently,
yeah, there's a difference between like dirty and like clit being a baseball bat.
And he was doing the act out, he goes, oh, yeah. So he's, and this guy said he almost got fired over it.
Yeah, dude, the marketing guy probably loses his job.
He said it was a problem.
I did a fundraiser one time and I had to work clean and I was bombing. I mean, I sucked at the time and I was bombing. And like I went to do a joke and I realized it was dirty and I'm like, I can't do that when it's dirty or whatever. And they were like, do it. And I'm like, all right. And then that bombed. I'm like, all right, maybe I'm just not good.
Dirty, clean. I don't know what you probably people want.
Yeah, you gotta stink.
Well, that's the oldest trick in the book is because you always say, what do you want? And they're not gonna be like, yeah, we're pussies.
Yeah.
All you, and by the way, if 80 people say clean and one guy says dirty, you go, you got it. The people have spoken. Yeah.
That's very true.
That's funny.
All this drink in the book. But yeah, no, the corporates
remember you took me to do one.
I took you to do one.
He was like, yeah, just do like 8 minutes up top. I did about 35 seconds of bomb, and I'm like, you guys ready to get this show started? Got the fuck out of there.
Magic is sort of the trashiest job. Like, I had the one friend who used to do magic, and he would always be trying to do the street tricks, and he used to walk around with his shoe untied. And then you'd go, you'd be like, oh, your shoe's untied. And then he would go, and it would tie the shoe.
Oh, my God.
And then people would be like, all right, get this guy out of here. He's just like, he's nonstop. I know how he did it, too, if you want to know.
No. I kind of do.
He goes, I can't be trusted
with that
power.
That's the guy who looks like he's floating on top of the cane.
I can kind of do that. When Chris Angel or whoever showed you how to do it.
Chris Angel's. Tricks these days, like all those new guys, like even David Blaine, their tricks are just like, I'm gonna have a guy punch me in the face 500 times.
I'm
like,
gonna freeze my balls off for 3 days.
They're tricks. He just holds his breath.
He's like, buddy, get a coat. This isn't a trick.
And you're like, what's the trick? He's like, you go, I put a sword through my fucking arm. And you go, what's the trick? He's like, it just hurts a lot. Yeah. You just take the pain.
I've seen David Blaine do some pretty cool shit.
Oh, yeah. Of course. There's top magicians.
Scared the hell out of those people in the DR, wherever
but
he
the
was.
But the new school, like, magic thing is less.
It's like
magic.
Stunts. It's like, stunts. Yeah, it's more like, yeah, I'm gonna
He goes, I'm gonna go stand on the roof for 3 days.
That's literally what it is.
It's like weird shit.
Have you ever been to a show?
Magic show? Yeah, yeah. I've seen a couple. Yeah, this one guy that's a buddy of mine. I went to his thing.
Wow, talk about
it. They do
garbage.
Jokes. They're all like kind of half comedians, to be honest.
How big was the audience?
I've seen a few times, but one with like 500 people.
Really?
Yeah, and they kill too. Like they get
They do because they don't
laughs.
Have to be funny, and but they don't then they end up being funny.
And they also don't have to be their jokes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's
they're
just
like street jokes.
Street
kind of.
Jokes,
yeah.
Essentially. They're smashing.
Dude, I saw Siegfried and Roy.
Jokes.
Did I ever tell you this?
You saw Siegfried and Roy?
Yeah, back in the day.
Down the shore?
How was in that? Vegas. It was they. I don't know how they did it. They were in the stage, and then they ended up, one of them was on our table. Like, the lights went out, and the lights came on, and he was standing over my chicken fingers. And we were like, how the fuck did he get here that quick? I still don't know how he did it. It was like, lights went off for 5 seconds, and he was 500 yards away, and then he ended up standing on our table.
Nude.
It was a tiger, but still.
His dick's out. Straight in front of a little kid.
I mean here.
And you go, hey, you on there? Flips the lights back on. He goes, what were you saying?
Yeah, it
prove it.
Couldn't get tickets for Carrot Top, though.
That's trashy.
The Top.
David Copperfield.
He called him the Top.
We're here to see the Top. David Copperfield was classy. He was the last classy one, I think.
When magicians
he was
were
a
magicians.
Gentleman. Yeah. Siegfried and Roy was pretty classy. Though the bloodbath.
Well, I never even, like, even as, like, Copperfield would be like, I'm going to make the Empire State Building disappear. And as, like, a seven-year-old, I'm like, no, you're not.
All you're doing is taking Knight Rider off for a week. You're fucking killing me.
Yeah, I'm going to make the Statue of Liberty disappear. I'm like, I don't know anything, but you are not doing that.
Well, the TV magicians are even crazier because theirs was like, okay, now I'm going to be on the top of the statue. And you're like, I know that you cut. Yeah. Like, this is watching
this
a TV
wasn't
show.
A whole shot.
It's not live on one shot. It's like, how stupid do you think I am?
I'm going to teleport in a split second right after these words.
And now I'm black and white.
I had a buddy who dead serious believed that Chris Angel walked on water in like the Bellagio fountain. And I'm like, no, he didn't, man. He's like, well, then explain it. I'm like, I don't fucking glass.
Dude,
I don't know.
Everybody got swept up in that shit in the early 2000s.
Mind
man.
Freak.
Everybody. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
All that shit. That's fucking...
Well, it's good if you do it like once or twice, but then when you have a weekly show, it's like, all right, I'm starting to see the seams in this. You know what I mean?
The one he just makes pizza.
Yeah, the caterers at that fucking at those Vegas clubs are pretty fed up with his nonsense probably by now. Yeah, when he disappears and he's sitting on the cooker, he goes, yeah, just 4 minutes till
I'm in the kitchen. Woo!
I need somewhere to wait.
They're still doing the lights out there, so...
His head pops up out of the salad bar.
Oh, fucked it up. He messed it up. Anyways, that's pretty crazy. The mascots are fucking...
That is. Is that how we got there?
Like, I mean, yeah. I would think that like anybody who's not, you know, half an asshole wouldn't be going around saying, you know, yeah, Division One athlete. You know what I mean? Saying shit like that. If somebody asked or whatever, it's like, oh, you were the mascot at Michigan? That's pretty cool. Yeah. But pimping, using that language, you're kind of an asshole. But on paper, technically, they are Division One athletes.
The question really is, did it work? Like, did any girl, have you ever smashed because of the mascot?
I think it would be cooler if you were, if all you have to say, instead of saying Division One athlete, be like, yeah, I was the fucking Boilermaker at Purdue or whatever. You know what I mean?
Why is that? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Boilermaker.
The guy.
I don't know what Purdue is either.
Oh, it's
they make a hell of a chicken. I know that much.
Boiler.
It's
no,
college.
Maker.
It's a college.
I know it's
college
a college
football team.
Okay.
I'm saying you wouldn't have to say Division One athlete. It'd be better to lead with the mascot.
Sure, I get it. Sure.
Does that make sense?
Of course. I'd just say, hey, I was a. Yeah, I guess. I would assume this has probably come up in drunk fucking arguments of like, you don't know, I was a D1 athlete. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, I don't know about that.
Well,
that's
yeah,
probably where it's coming up at.
I would give it to him.
Well, there's also part of, I found a whole article about college mascots.
Should be part of the theater district or something, you know?
100%.
Not athletes. In the theater club.
That's pretty good.
Part of it is they have to maintain a secret identity.
Yeah, they can't say.
Wait, what? What?
Come on.
Yeah.
Get kidnapped by the other team or
something.
Well,
that means
Bayside will kidnap you.
It's a plot of
that. We lost five Bulldogs before we realized that. You don't know what Purdue is or the Boilermaker.
I didn't know Boilermaker.
Jesus.
It's a shot in a beer.
The two of you.
Yeah, that's how I know a Boilermaker is shot in
I got to be honest, I don't know what a mascot is. I'm just trying to riff here.
I'm Canadian, you know.
They're illegal in Canada. They're trying to keep up.
They're government employees up there.
They work 9 to 4 every day and that's it.
That's great. I had a buddy who... used to say he was the kicker in the Arena Football League. And there was, like, out at a bar, there's no real way to prove that wrong. He'd be like, yeah, I'm the kicker on the Philly Soul. And they were like, are you? He's like, yeah. And he was, like, billed enough. And they were like, all right, I guess so.
And we used That's to love telling awesome. Girls we were the bass player in Maroon 5.
You could pull that off
just
visually.
Just picking weird bands.
Just playing with a pick, like, flipping it in your fingers.
But I just love underselling. Like, you don't even pick, like, the coolest guy.
Sure, yeah.
Just did a studio session with Michael Stipe, you know?
Yeah, I was the third guitar player in Arcade Fire, so...
All right, this one's in the same vein of the magic show. Have you ever been to this is from Dan. Have you ever gone to a free concert that, like, a radio show put on?
Yeah.
Like, one of those big festival-type things?
Like the Governor's Ball?
Governor's Ball isn't free, though.
Oh,
that's
it's not?
Expensive, yeah.
Like 101 Palooza?
They do, like, you know, yeah, like radio stations or whoever will put on, like, shitty festivals or, like, a fucking fairground or something.
Yeah, I think I played in bands for, like, 10 years, so I was, like,
What were you, a guitarist?
Nah, drums, but I sang in that band. But I've probably done a million of that.
A drummer singer?
Yeah, but then we had a drummer.
Really? What are you, Don Henley? You're singing? Yeah. You're singing from behind the kit?
I was doing drummer singing.
Oh, that was always a tough look. I hate to break it to you.
Well, that's why we got the drummer. It was a tough look.
Dude, when one of the, remember that they got rid of that shit, MTV, real early. But for a little while, there was a couple of dudes hanging out.
Sure.
It was Don Henley. They had Phil Collins back there.
Phil Collins did it. But it's like,
somebody had to be on
Monday.
Someone's
got
to
be moving around. Give me a mascot or something.
Shit. Knock this off with the drummer singing.
They had a big when SARS was happening. They had a thing in Toronto called SARS Stock.
Oh, my God. These fucking Canadians are nuts. Come on out to SARS Stock, you know? It'll be a real hoot. Wear your mask.
So they
welcome back to Heart Disease of Palooza, everybody.
Here's even better. The biggest band, I'll tell you about SARS in a second, but the biggest band in Canada is Tragically Hip, they're called, right? It's the hugest band in Canada, like basically like every cottage fire, you know, anthem, right? And the second biggest band is a cover band called The Practically Hip that does like almost as big as numbers.
They're bigger than the actual band.
Wow, that's weird.
Practically Hip does numbers. But the SARS Stock was apparently, I think there was like a stage issue and a bunch of people died and they were trying to raise money for SARS and the Rolling Stones played.
That's pretty good.
And the Blues Brothers, the biggest concert that ever came to Toronto, sort of, but then
coming next COVID fest, yay.
And Justin Timberlake.
What was there?
There's a big festival.
At SARS Fest?
Yeah.
was that 98 or 2001? Which one was it?
2003.
I was at the original one. Way better.
And also Rush. This is the programming's all over the place.
I'm telling you, it was the biggest festival.
Security by the Hell's Angels.
they legitimately, that's not untrue. They really? Did have security by the Hell's Angels, which was a part of the controversy when all this stuff was happening. They didn't have like the right union guys because there was stage issues and all this stuff.
The Hell's Angels are still around in 2003?
Oh, dude, they're still around.
And in Canada?
You think they disappeared?
I don't know.
Quebec. They're all French.
This sounds like pagan shit to me.
Apparently, the Hell's Angels are all in Quebec, and a lot of them got locked up.
There's a lot of them. They used to have...
By pagans, did you mean the other biker gang?
Yeah. I'm a Hell's... No, I'm kidding. They used to have in the East Village, they used to have a huge fucking, like, brownstone.
I didn't know they were still working security at venues.
They're low.
Let alone one that's
a benefit
for... I don't
know if it's patched
for...
members.
What? Oh, yeah. They're probably prospects.
But, no, it's one of those... You know how every Italian guy is kind of like low-key, like a bit connected? Yeah. Every biker is like, you know, my boys kind of...
I just watched a video where these, like, three dudes, like, kind of started their own... gang, like they had like a patch on. That's a big thing. I
started a gang as an adult.
Well, yeah, they were just kind of like, hey, we ride together.
Yeah, we'll start doing stick up. See,
they're like, hey, we ride together. You know, maybe meth. Who knows?
Yeah, just friends.
Just friends. I'm like, yeah, but like they were like living into like the Sons of Anarchy, like you know, and they had the came up with their own patches or whatever.
So they were losers. Is what
and they're at a gas station filling up, and like these fucking six, you know, real fucking gangsters rolled up and fucking pulled their number, dude.
Ron Perlman pulled up on a fucking. Had a hog. Started cleaning house.
My dad were like, take that fucking patch off. They're like, who let?
Oh, they
yeah, and it's all videotaped. Like, all right, man, we were just hanging out. We're like middle aged guys or whatever. Yeah.
No, really. What, fucking... if it's their own patch, why can't they have it?
That means that. Well, then it's like I think in like the gang thing, it's on site. Like you're flying colors. We're flying colors. Like, are you about that life type thing?
They don't have to always fight. They can't pass each other while they're grabbing, while they're filling up and getting the snack.
I'm not the mayor of these fucking gangs. I don't know. I'm just telling you, they bitched them out in the fucking gas station, and the video was
like
pretty
the Bloods
sweet.
And the Crips. Yeah,
exactly. Of like, you know, you're claiming you're in a motorcycle club.
It's the Hell's Angels and Terry's Disciples.
The dad's of Oregon. Biker dads unite.
My dad actually.
Terry's Disciples and gutter cleaning.
I love, yeah, the idea. And the one guy's like, all right, boys, you thinking what I'm thinking? Rob a bank, get ice cream. No. I
start cooking meth.
I got a little carried away with the whole gang thing, guys.
Yeah, we're thinking about driving down to spring training. To be honest with you.
I've been lonely since Cheryl left. It's just looking to start a gang. Yeah, let's fucking kill someone. You're like, what the fuck, John?
Hey, I haven't talked in a while. How you doing? So I was thinking, what do you think about starting a gang? Yeah.
We murder a couple of guys, hey?
Get a little street cred. Oh, that's pretty good.
And then I'll finally get Cheryl back.
That two-timing bitch will know what's up.
Oh, hi, Cheryl. Oh, this is just me and my gang.
This, all right, this one is from Shower Your Pud. Never had a question read. Did your mom used to write your last name on all your stuff in case it was lost or stolen? For example, sports equipment, school supplies, tags on your clothes, etc. I never did that. We never had our name on anything, really. I feel like you probably had
Mr. Long, I'll go to you first.
Yeah, I think first name, though.
Right, like this is Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. Like hockey equipment first name. And shit like that. Yeah.
Inside your glove or whatever.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yes, I had Henry Foley written in perfect penmanship in Sharpie pen on thousands of pairs of tighty-whitey underwear.
It's sort of a rich guy move.
If found, can... please return to 333 Main Street.
Then you can't hand
He's
him
only
down
got a
after
few
that.
Pair. He's real fat and hard to shop for. Please bring him back.
Sure, it kills the mood with your high school girlfriend when you take your little fucking skivvies off
Dude,
your name's on them. Oh, shit, these are my brothers. God damn it.
They're women's panties.
Write your name on your underwear. What kind of life are you living where your full name's on your tighty whities as a kid?
I know. It's fucked up. And there was a moment where it had gone on too long. I do remember about to hook up with somebody, and I remember taking my pants down and just I caught my eye. It said Foley right over the
Just your family. They all share them. Your mom, your dad. Everybody's wearing the same undies.
There's an apostrophe S. Foley's.
Your family crest is on them.
What's the fear? They get lost at the.
It was.
Yeah, like, where is your underwear off that much as a kid? That's crazy. Unless you're going to sex parties or something.
No, that's someone you go. You're, you go to someone you go. Hey, give me.
Yeah, all right. Who's are these?
Makes it easier after the orgy. You know what I mean?
That's real weird, dude.
No, it was.
Your underwear shouldn't come off as a kid anywhere. It's weird if you leave the house and then come home without underwear on as a kid. God damn it, Henry, again? That's fucking strange, dude.
You know what? The priests wasting their time trying to trying to redress you. You know what I mean? It's a business they're running.
No, that's you can't be doing that. That's
no,
weird.
It was left over from like maybe in like 10th grade or 11th grade. I went to like lacrosse camp or something like that. So when there's like a bunch of underwear involved, you know, it was
again,
just a
you're
habit.
Not making a great case for yourself.
Maybe ninth grade, not junior year.
Still.
He's like, listen, when you're at college graduation, things get...
things get a little wacky.
I do feel like she did that for my college underwear, too, to be honest with you.
Well, dude, when you hand them down, do you cross it out and put the other name on?
Property is Steve. Yeah, no, that's tough. I mean, I think we might have had it with, like, hockey glove or a baseball glove or something like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure. I remember like tough. Socks and underwear being in t-shirts.
I remember having hand-me-downs equipment with fucking the name Joel. A lot
is
of
that
Joels.
Your
no, this is a family just friend. Just some guy.
Really?
That's some guy that my dad used to steal from.
My dad was a bit of a klepto, you know?
Joel was always walking around the rink looking for his stuff. We just told him what it is.
We used to have, I don't know if you ever did this, but especially for hockey equipment, I played hockey. It was so expensive.
That's somebody's sweat, man.
I know. It was tough, but we had played against sports where you would go and buy used equipment.
Yeah, we had that.
Like, you but like, and I remember being like putting like old like ice hockey pants on us. Some kid who was probably pissing himself, you know what I mean? Just wearing fucking dirty, sweaty, smelly equipment. It sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're getting everything handed down, like the jock. It's like there's a few things.
The jock?
I think I
wore a couple.
Mom sprung for a fresh jock.
When
Jesus.
I used to play lacrosse, I stopped wearing a jock, and I look back and I'm like, that was crazy. But at the time, I was just like, you never get hit there. I just fucking couldn't run properly.
Yeah, it was always in the way, and I'm like, get this thing the fuck out of here.
Yeah, the cup, the jock was okay. It was actually pretty comfortable. But the cup killed
well,
me.
Well, what's the point of the jog?
Yeah,
with no
cup. It's just a fucking...
But you want to feel sexy at work. I don't
just
know.
Just a banana hammock at that point.
It's a garter belt.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Those never added up to me anyway.
What?
The jock. There was always something sexual about that. There's no need for that. That design.
It's a little what with the strap?
Yeah, dude. Come
I
on.
Never got it.
That wasn't just for baseball, I can tell you that. They should have had to said that. The jock strap. It's not just for basketball.
Ever been to a key party? Yeah, that's weird, man. No. That's I remember when I was in they came out with shorts.
Yeah, like I was on the shorts.
Whereas like short, like little like kind of booty shorts or boxers.
That makes it a little more
booty shorts.
Ladies.
Said juicy on the back.
You made it sound way less creepy than way more creepy. All right, son, here's your booty shorts.
It says princess on the back.
Kevin, your coach is here. Get your booty shorts on.
Well, you said you didn't want the jock.
Yeah, I never fucked with it, really. All right, let's see. This is from Kyle. Did you and your family ever stand in the splash zone of the log flume? You know what, like, you know what? You like stand over the bridge. That was real. That was real dirtbag family.
Dude, that is such a home run of a question.
Yeah, that's real dirtbag shit. You're standing there, and he says bonus points if you wore a poncho, because it was in the beginning of Step by Step. Right? You wouldn't know.
I think it's a few.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That scene's been done.
Yeah. That's hack shit. Yeah, that was real fucking real cool if you got soaked.
Are you answering yes? I'm waiting for you to answer.
Not my family. As a kid, you were probably like, yeah, you know, let's go get splat. I did that for sure. I don't think fucking Denise was standing there with her purse.
We all did it. That was a part of, I remember a specific time going to Great Adventure with our families, okay, with our cousins and stuff, and that was... That was a part of the ride, as far as I was concerned. You went first and stood there. Everybody got splashed. Maybe somebody took a picture, and then you went and got in line and got on the ride.
And then stole the picture instead of paying the $5.
Yeah.
Hey, when you get ready at the top, you grab the camera.
You get a bit of a scheme together with
the
family.
Were you a picture family? Would they buy the picture at the...
Nah, I don't think we're buying the pictures. Yeah. I think they're probably snapping some photos personally. But yeah, we used to have a photographer that traveled with us.
We had a Toby that followed us around. We had a producer.
Andy Leibowitz followed us around for a little while.
Went to the park. I've done the splash. Didn't wear the poncho.
Okay.
Yeah, a poncho's a tough look.
I've never
got sense of the way.
I've never gotten a picture from a roller coaster.
I think we might have bought it. We would look at them. We would look at them, but I don't think they were ever springing for the picture, really.
No.
In the frame.
That's real trash.
Do you see the desk, like the attendant gets mad if you try to take a picture of with your cell phone?
Cutting into their profits, yeah.
They get pissed. Like, no, just put that down. You're like, the buddy.
It's like bringing your own
food.
You're
not getting the money. Shut the fuck up.
It's bringing your own popcorn into the movie theater.
Which do you do? Do you sneak
not
snacks
my own
in?
Popcorn. No one can
no,
make
popcorn,
it that good.
Popcorn, you'd be a piece of shit.
Yeah. I
do you sneak your snacks in?
I bring my sandwiches in.
A couple of burritos.
My sandwich.
I go, hey, do you guys have a microwave?
You might throw us on the griddle.
Hey, do you mind popping this Jamaican patty in there for a second?
Hey, let me throw this in the air fryer real quick.
More of a bring the booze into the theater guy.
Okay.
I don't mind. I've done that a couple of times.
Because they don't sell booze.
They don't sell booze. I've gotten really drunk and gone to the movies, but then like that hangover kicks in around the second act, and you're like,
mine kicks in around the second movie because I'm a double feature guy.
What do you mean you're a double feature
movie
guy?
Hopping? We just talked about
you pay a ticket and you don't leave till they kick you out.
We just talked about this on Patreon actually because T-Bone
sound like Catherine Hepburn.
T-Bone got fucking.
I'm a double feature man.
T-Bone got caught. Will you time it out?
Getting caught's rough.
All right, there's an 11:15 that finishes at 1. And then the next movie I want to see starts.
I have.
You time it out.
Yeah.
Is that always your plan? Do you usually
well, no,
do that
I,
when
you
go
know,
to the movies?
I don't. Once in a while, you go with people that want to do that. So a lot of times, it's a hard sell for the people that just sat through a two-hour movie. You're like, well, what are we doing next? And I was like,
there's
what?
An 8:15 of Happy Feet 3 we can make.
I was like, what the
it
fuck?
It started 10 minutes ago.
I was like, what are you talking about? This was the event, dude.
Yeah, we're
Aunt Marcia,
I'm like, guys, let's never let this night end.
Talk about a guy who doesn't know when to wrap it up.
Aunt Marcia, go hit that exit door real quick.
All right, we're doing a third place. You know. You know what, our old, this is when I was like 14 or whatever, right? We used to go to this is the movie scam. So if like six of us were there and you buy the ticket and then you walk down the stairs and then there's an escalator up, right?
Okay.
Or no, that's what it was, yeah. So then we'd buy two tickets or one ticket. Oh, there's two different scams. Now I got it. One ticket, the guy goes through and sends the one ticket up on the escalator to the next
just
guy.
Just on the escalator. That's pretty good. I'm
pretty
right
smart.
With that.
And then
if
the next
all
guy
those
would come
logistics
down.
Work out. Perfect.
Or you do it two tickets where one person keeps coming out and giving the other ticket. But that depends on the theater, you know, uh-huh. So they don't all have escalators. But if it's in a perfect scenario, the escalator, you wrap it in something, send it up the escalator, and then the guy comes down, sends it
now,
up.
None of this is recent behavior, obviously, right?
This is my like late 20s.
Yeah.
late 20s.
Talking 2-3 years ago.
Pre-pandemic, at least.
No, this is 14, 13, yeah. Now, obviously, the girl pays. I don't really have any of this. No.
Because I might have mentioned this before, but I could never figure out why. I remember one time we went to a drive-thru, or drive-in, again, with my whole, both of our families, or like three families, and we had like 20 people, right? It's a drive-thru in the 80s. It was probably a dollar to get in. My one aunt, they had my one aunt tucked down, and we put a blanket over.
I mean, a grown woman can't be doing
that. The bill's going to be $40 anyway. What? I don't know why we did it. Yeah. I think we did it just to feel alive or whatever the fuck they were doing.
For the rush.
Yeah. But so I remember questioning that, like, what are we doing?
That's also crazy. I mean,
also that she's the one that, you know, the oldest lady.
Yeah, why don't you put two kids under the floorboard or something? You make some old lady with a hunchback creep down,
get in the glove compartment.
Yeah.
Nana, get in the wheel well.
Yeah, under zip
the
it.
Wheel well.
Hold your breath, you dumb.
She's hanging on the bottom like fucking Bob De Niro. Yeah, I don't know why.
That's so funny.
Double feature, man.
Definitely. We said we used to have a joke where we go, has anyone ever done a triple feature? I have one guy who didn't live to tell the tale.
I mean, dude, that's 6 hours in there.
Came out, couldn't close his eyes. Yeah.
I tell you what, you
he's got the 3D glasses on, doesn't know what's happening.
You go into a movie.
You can't get back. You can't re-enter the real world.
Yeah, you're too close to the sun.
You're institutionalized.
I'm in 6D, man. I'm freaking out.
Every time you wave to him, he hits the deck.
Oh! You're walking around McDonald's asking for a refill on popcorn.
that's some good stuff. I remember one time we were smoking weed and we went to the movies and we were like, all right, movie starts in 15 minutes. And it was like when you just started smoking weed. So you ran outside, smoked weed in someone's car, and then we got too high and missed that movie. And so we went in, we're like, oh, well, the next one starts in a half hour. Let's go out. We smoked more weed and then missed that movie. We missed like four fucking movies from getting too high in the backseat of like an Oldsmobile.
Missed the whole run of English Patient.
Yeah. First 2 weeks, gone.
The whole run.
I just remember like trying to it was when you lost all concept of time. I'm like, did we do this? How long have we been here? What the fuck's happening?
I could never really do that casually, smoke weed.
No, we didn't. We weren't able to do the thing.
It sucked. You were so worried. Kids today will never know how panicked it was back then. You were panicked.
Yeah.
Especially me. I felt like it was the feds that were going to be closing in on us.
Yeah, then there was always the couple kids that were like, yeah, I just fucking smoked a big blunt and went to school. Like, yeah. That, grade 9. Yeah. And you go, who is this guy? Is he even human?
I know.
This guy's a
cop.
Yeah,
here Terry was smoking this morning. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I would have a massive panic attack.
Yeah. Pills hit when we were in high school, and I mean, dude, there was dudes fucking...
Talking about dropping inhibitions.
Oh, my God. I remember, I think I might have said this. I heard one of my buddies took 10 uppers and 10 downers at the same time just to see if they would cancel out. He got carted out before lunchtime, that fucking kid on a
show. But got 1,600 on his SATs.
It was out of 24, though.
Pretty good.
All right, let's see. This one's from Lee. I would assume you have done this for sure. Foley, no way in hell. Ever play on a trampoline with a skateboard deck that didn't have trucks or wheels on it?
Come on, yeah, you know, already know what it is.
That's a good fucking
play on
time.
A trampoline.
That was the fucking shit, dude.
That didn't have trucks or
so just,
the board.
Deck.
And what are you doing? You're still doing your little tricks on it?
Tricks?
Yeah. No, you're running errands.
My
yeah.
little tricks.
But how can you?
I mean, if you call a kickflip.
If you call a 360 flip into a nose slide?
Little trick, apparently.
Oh, 720s. Yeah,
I guess Ollie Impossibles are little.
Buddy, I'm bringing BMX bikes with no wheels on the tram.
That was always. There was one kid in the town
what?
Next door that you heard about that.
With
you
no
like,
wheels. Wouldn't you puncture
I'm not doing
it?
No, people would do that. They would like put some sort of like, you know, like a skateboard deck on the fork. So it was like flat. And then you could. Like tail whips and shit.
Let me ask you this. In that situation, doesn't it throw off the weight of the skateboard? Like, how can you do your little...
No. You're thinking it's more about the tricks. It's more about the, like, grab tricks. You know what I mean? Think of it more like snowboarding almost. So you can do kickflips and stuff, but it's more like do a backflip and fucking you're holding the board the whole time.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, turn yourself into Shaun White up there.
The flying tomato.
I was going to say the big tomato.
That'd be you.
Or
here comes the big tomato.
Lighter skateboard. Now you're doing quad kickflips like a damn boss.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we did all that shit for sure. We used to do it with the wheels before we realized you could just use the deck. And sometimes you would land, and fucking this thing would shoot, dude. It
My
be...
body got shot off, broke his arm 3 places.
Off a trampoline?
Yeah, like a bone popping out arm break.
You were a
too.
Trampoline kid, huh?
Yeah, I was a little bit of a trampoline kid.
Well, when they hit...
We had a trampoline...
You got it written all over you, Jack.
We had to take trampoline at, like,
He's
school.
He's going to his apartment. What
you had
you
to take
about?
Trampoline at school?
Dude, we had a trampoline, like... class.
What are you, a Russian gymnast? What the, who the fuck takes trampoline?
I'm not kidding. Yeah, it was like part of gym doing trampoline.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking Ocean's 12 school. What is
this? I gotta hide in this box.
Yeah, no, we had that and then we had bomb diffusion after lunch.
Then learn how to handle plutonium, you know.
Ah, missing drone class. God damn it.
That's crazy.
What? Yeah. You mean as a part of gym?
Yeah, then after, you know, then after you got detention, you had a holding your breath class, you had a, and then shitting out the key.
What was the class, though? Yeah. Like, just
no, gym, like phys ed.
But that was an aspect of it.
But a big aspect.
That's crazy.
Like a
if
month
you have
of
gym
the year.
And then that class, man.
Yeah, yes. this is like elementary school, not high school.
We had, this is how we grew up in the suburbs. It was like developing outside of the city. Mm-hmm. And we had not line dancing, but some
country dancing.
Country
dancing. Square dancing.
Square dancing. We had square dancing classes that was like on an audio tape. It was like, now press stop.
In
and
gym.
We had like do-si-do and stuff. It was a tough look.
I remember us getting
as a
caught
fat
up,
little kid.
Us getting caught up with a huge parachute for way too long of
dude,
the year.
The parachute was
what was that about?
When they broke that thing out and they would pop it up and then play under it, that you might as well have been another dimension. That was good fucking.
He's like
time.
Taking Molly.
Fucking sandstorm starts playing.
Once you got under that parachute too, anything goes, you know? Oh, it's good for the local pervert of the town.
There's just a grown guy in there.
All right, everyone in the he
cup
goes in there, he's grabbing. He goes, oh, what
don't,
I got grabbed.
Don't forget your underwear this time, Henry.
That was a free-for-all when that parachute went up.
It's like Hungry Hungry Hippo for pedos. Just grab it.
Yeah, just keep grabbing them up as they come
in.
Oh,
that'd be fucked up.
That was a good time, though.
We're going to add someone to the parachute this year, kids. We're going to put 4 known pedophiles in
this. Good luck.
Just to prove that this game is safe.
Do you ever jump off a trampoline into a pool?
No. Never
really?
Had a pool near the tramp.
Any jackassy type stunts? Because I could say
body. That was my whole fucking thing when I was young. Is do not less jackassy and more.
What's the most powerful
out of
firework that's
stuff
ever
like
been
that.
Taped to you?
Yeah, but again, it was way our
way
group,
less stunty.
Yeah, we would still do that stuff, and we had a couple bodies. Like, you know, I had one body that would he used to be able to chug a full thing of fucking like a 26er of whiskey or whatever, and then he'd break a skateboard over his head. That was a trick that used to come out a lot.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people jumping off high places, all that sort of shit, whatever. But the main thing was way more about, like, going getting kicked out of all the places and all that sort of stuff. Filming, like, stealing the parents' car and then doing who could do the most point turn in front of a city bus.
Just like fucking doing the Austin Powers thing.
Yeah, the Mr. Bean Austin Powers.
That's pretty good. I'll give you that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a good talk.
That's pretty good hijinks right there. That's not hurting anybody.
That's good. Clean
so you're a little late for work. Give the kid some credit.
A little Canadian mayhem, huh?
Yeah. Fuck, I would love to have.
Get out of the way, you hoser. I got to get to trampoline class.
Let's go steal pens from the bank.
I'm going to take 2 lollipops.
I said Suri, but I didn't mean it.
Oh. Wouldn't it be a hoot if we signed up for dancing lessons, then did them?
We'll show those bozos.
Let's pay with cash when we actually have the card.
No, I don't have exact change.
Sorry.
Sorry. I got 2 nickels right here.
You're going to have to break that. 5.
God damn it. That's a fucking hoot right there.
No, we
there.
Did kill a guy, though.
He had it coming. Oh, all right.
I'm Ryan Long. Welcome to Funny Things We Do When We Film It. Took you a
welcome
second.
To acting like a horse's
we're
ass.
Playing. We invited Johnny over to play mini sticks, and he doesn't know that we already played earlier.
We're going to film the whole thing and get him. Then we're going to murder my mother's bird.
We, you take the curve of the mini stick and just fucking widen it out a little bit. Yeah, we flattened out the curve on his
He's got a flat stick, you know.
We replaced all the scissors in the house with lefties.
Welcome back to Knuckleheads. Today we're going to fix my dad, my stepdad's
That's
dad.
Had to be a fucking show, Knuckleheads. Wait till I redo the interior of my mom's house. We're gonna update it.
See the look on her face.
All right, let's do one or two more. Fun and then stuff. We gotta get out. This
Good
has been
stuff.
A, this has been a
I'm
hoot.
Gonna replace my mom's old plaid shirt with a brand new plaid shirt.
She deserves it. She works hard, you know. She really, you're a single mom. That was kind of Scottish I went into.
Oh, you always go into Scottish whenever you do Canadian.
Yeah. I think I can only do Scottish.
Because you're doing the classic Canadian, like, oh, yeah, like that. Yeah, like, you're doing the island Canadian. If you want to do the Canadian that everyone actually does, you do the more, like, fucking right, eh? Just fucking ripping darts.
Darts, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, like fucking,
the Pavone. The
Pavone's a mix of Italian and Canadian, yeah.
Smoking darts, buddy? Yeah, this guy's got a nice head of lettuce on him.
Yeah, you're right, because he does say the same things, but it's a little more...
It's a little more
sharp.
He gets
his hands involved, because it's right. The Canadian's like, body. And Pavone's like, body.
Body, you know?
Yeah, you get the Italian influence in the Canadian. But that old one like that, that's way more of the islands.
The islands.
Oh, not the island, like Newfoundland. That's the, yeah, the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real, the fucking real, like, small town fucking boys. It's more about this fucking accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smoking darts is good, too.
Darts are all right.
Darts is a good
time.
Yeah,
darts is good. I'll give you that.
Darts is a great name.
Darts is good.
I'm a Bernie's man, but
just fucking
north
scrapping.
Of the border, I'm smoking darts. You better believe it.
Belmont, that's the big dart there.
Dart.
Dart.
Belmont.
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 You ever had Belmont? That's like
no, that's the
same. There are no Marlboros and shit up there.
No, they. Oh, no Marlboros, but they do have other things. You gotta get Marlboros from a guy.
Really?
You gotta talk to a guy. Gotta talk to an American guy.
He used to be a big thing. Someone go on the trip to America and then have to take the orders from people.
Come back with a good dart, you know?
Doing that across state lines is fucking trash.
Now I love it. In
Going
New York,
through customs, that's garbage.
Well, the real trash is the Rez Rockets. My buddy used to go
Rez
to the fucking...
Rockets.
What's a Rez Rockets?
This guy's smoking Rez Rockets.
You go to the native reserves, they don't pay taxes. You get a fucking plastic bag full of cigarettes. Just and
you using somebody else's... Hey, let me know when you're done with that pack, eh? Filling up your own cigs in a pack.
Yeah, we had a guy that used to tour with us that just have a big plastic Ziploc bag full of
I feel like you've
Lucy's.
Told me this, or I knew this. That's that.
Maybe. He's done the show
It's a known thing.
Where do they get? Where do
and
they
we
get
like
the
talking about
from?
Darts.
Where do they get this? Why are they Lucy's?
You go to the, because, I mean, you buy them from the reserve, and it's not a big company. It's some guy that rolled them.
Oh, really?
Bro, yeah. He just said that 3 seconds ago.
I thought they just sold them on there. I thought they were major companies that just sold them through.
No, I don't think you pay taxes. Is the idea like?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought
yeah.
they got like the leftovers
or
like or the ones that didn't fit. Or
it
something.
Might be
it's like TJ Maxx for Bernie's.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
We get all of your regulars, the ones with the stains on them, a couple of Rez Rockets. You know, I mean, this one's extra long, but it's
this
pretty
good.
This
one's got a little lipstick on it. It's still good though. Yeah, that's what I fucking thought. I didn't know it was some dude rolling a fucking Ziploc bag
already,
of cigarettes.
They're already smoked.
You know, you're not supposed to do. Lucy's, the place by my house, like sells people loose cigarettes, and they have a lighter that's taped to a string. I thought that's
when you know
garbage,
a bad
right?
neighborhood. You know, a shittier neighborhood will sell you Lucy's. In a really bad neighborhood, you can smoke inside inside the bodega.
That's what it is.
Or at least light it and make
you'll
the
light
quick
it and walk.
Out front.
But hold on, yeah. How you doing with the thing? You know, yeah.
isn't that
still,
funny?
I
guess it's not weird for you. For me, I was like, this is crazy.
Also, too, I like finding a place. The place in my neighborhood has the $10 cigs, where they come from a different state. They ship them up from like Georgia or whatever, where there are only 10 clams.
Yeah, Virginia tags.
I bought a pack at fucking 7-Eleven or something the other day, and they charged me $17 for a pack of cigarettes.
You believe these kids?
God, they're getting up there.
Need a couple of Rez Rockets. All right, screeching halt. Tebow.
I left you hanging for the Purdue thing.
I riffed vengeance. On the chickens with Purdue.
Fair enough.
All right, this one's from Cousin Jeffrey. Ever been to a Ripley's, believe it or not? I have in Canada, I believe. For dinner. Or at Niagara Falls. I don't know what side it was on.
Niagara Falls is a big, I've been to all that stuff.
what is inside there?
Guinness Book of World Records type shit, right? Yeah. Like the stories behind it.
But the thing is, and a lot of wax sculptures of, you know, a guy that was
like Madame Tussauds.
They're like connected, I think. It's the same guy who like takes, they're always next to each other. If you've ever noticed. At any like shitty strip mall or what, not strip mall.
You mean the guy that did the show? What was his name?
Those things are a fun rip, though, to go on a date. You know what I mean? You go with your chick and you get drunk and rip around, see the bearded lady.
I've never. I just walked by the Madame Tussauds on 42nd Street the other day, and they have a Jimmy Fallon out front that like looks nothing like Jimmy Fallon. It looks like they fished him out of the East River. It does not look like him.
And that's on the display.
Yeah, that's like the first thing, and I'm like, there are people waiting.
It's mob hit Jimmy Fallon. What are you talking about? Get in line.
All right, we got to wrap it up, gang.
Gang, we love you.
Been a hot one.
We love you.
Mm-hmm. Love
Thank you for
too.
Coming in. Anything you want the folks out there to know you got coming up? What's the scoop?
The main thing is check out the podcast I do every Friday, Boyscast, and patreon.com/theboyscast. Mm-hmm. And I do sketches every Monday. And I'm releasing a stand-up special next month, actually.
Nice.
Congratulations, brother.
It's awesome. Where'd you film it?
At The Stand.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh, very nice.
Very cool.
Almost done. I'm editing it.
Nice.
Gang, check that out. Kippy, you got anything for him?
Check out our special, live shows, the whole fucking nine yards.
Loved your special, by the way.
Appreciate
great.
It. Thank you very much. Yeah, guys, at Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media.
Cool. Real quick, T-Bone with the weather. That's it, guys. Have a good night.
Peace.